forsake not.
If you could just keep your Bibles open there at John chapter 6. John chapter 6. And it's not just with what was going on tonight and hearing of the young people going away to serve the Lord, and just in general encouraging the young people to serve the Lord. I thought it would be good to look at verse 9, just there where we read in John 6, verse 9. Actually, I had another message prepared for tonight, but this afternoon the Lord just pressed this verse upon my head, or upon my heart, sorry. And in John 6, verse 9, we read, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" We'll just bow in a brief moment of prayer, and then we'll get to this message. And I promise you, if you give me 20 to 25 minutes of attention, I know a lot's happened. If you give me 20 to 25 minutes of attention, I'll have you done in good time. So let's pray, and then we'll look at the message. Lord, we thank you for all that has gone on before. We thank you, O God, that thou dost delight to take young people and to thrust them out into thy harvest field. We thank you, O God, that there are many examples in the Bible which show us of you taking young people and using them for thy glory. We think of Daniel there as he faithfully served in Babylon. We think of David as he took his weaponry and he smote the giant Goliath. We thank you for many other examples. And we pray, O God, that the young people here tonight, that they might be those people who would set their hope in God, and that they might not forget the works of God, and that they might go and run after Christ. Bless us, Lord, as we would consider thy word for these moments that would remain. May you endure us all with power from on high. Give us the sense of God. Lord, come and speak to my heart. Come and speak to all who would be gathered in the meeting tonight. Have you a message for each and for every soul? We pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. John chapter 6, we read in verse 9, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" Austin Gutwein is a young teenage Christian who is currently at Anderson, studying at Anderson University in Indiana in America. He majors in political science and economics, and he is what you would call just an ordinary, run-of-the-mill, young type of person, a young Christian. But God used this young person in a most extraordinary way. You see, at the age of just 9, young Austin, he watched a World Vision video that showed children who had lost their parents to AIDS. And after watching that video, he realized the terrible and the dreadful condition that these children were in. And eventually, after praying about it, at just the age of 9, Austin felt him that the Lord would have him to do something about this. And so, on World AIDS Day, he decided to shoot 2,057 free throws through a basketball hoop, and that would represent the 2,057 children who would be orphaned that day whilst he was at school. And that day, on World AIDS Day, at just the age of 9, he raised over $3,000 to provide hope for 8 orphan children. But this was only the beginning of just a tremendous impact that this young person's life was to have upon society. And this one seemingly small act was to catch fire, and many would be affected by it. Because over the past 9 years, the idea has become and has escalated into the largest free throw marathon in the world. And now over an estimated 40,000 people would take part in what is now known as Hoops of Hope. And it is estimated that more than $3 million has been raised for many projects which are as a result of the disease of AIDS, which help with the disease of AIDS. And the young lad Austin, he's now been on national news. He's featured on magazines such as Time magazines and even Christianity Today. And he's had the opportunity to share this story with over 500,000 people in the world, over 4 continents in the world. And it just goes to show and to serve what the Lord can do with just one young, ordinary person who was used by him. What the Lord can do in taking up just one person with one seemingly small act that he thought would mean nothing really in society. And tonight, whether you be young or old, although you might feel insignificant, yet you can still have an impact in the society on which you live. In that society where God has placed you, I wonder, or that place where God has placed you, I wonder, do you perhaps feel that you're not really making an impact? Do you feel small in the world's estimation? Do you feel insignificant? Well, take hope from the illustration that I've showed you, but also the portion that we read tonight. For in the portion that we read tonight, we read of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's in Nazareth. He's just been in Nazareth in his hometown. And he then proceeds up a mountain on the tip of the Sea of Galilee. And there's a large crowd that's starting to gather. A large crowd starting to come in and come close to Christ and his disciples. And Christ asked the disciple Philip a question. In verse 5 we read, "When shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And Philip then despondently responded in verse 7, he said, "We've only 200 pennies worth, and it's not sufficient. We've only 200 pennies worth of bread, and it's not sufficient." And then again, we read in verse 9 of how the Lord took one seemingly small young lad who gave all that he had for Jesus Christ, his 5 loaves and his 2 fishes. And he greatly impacted, or he was used by God to impact many of those who were gathered on that day. Christ used that young lad's offering, and 5,000, or more than 5,000, were fed and using in Christ and using that young lad. And so I want to look very simply just at that young lad who brought his 5 loaves and his 2 fishes, and Christ used that to feed the multitudes that were gathered there that day. And I trust that whatever stage you are in life, but particularly the young people who are here, that it will encourage you. It will encourage you that Christ can take just something small that you do, and he can use it to bless many people and use it for his glory. And so I want to look just very simply tonight at the lad with the loaves and the fishes. The 3 things that I want to leave with you. And the first thing is the lad's circumstances. What were the lad's circumstances that he found himself in? Well, verse 7, we read there, "Philip answered him," that's the Lord Jesus Christ, "200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." Now, in Christ's day, the Romans, they were in government, and a penny was about a day's wages. And Christ, however, his impact on society that he was placed in, it was growing and it was increasing. And in verse 2, we read that a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles. There was a great crowd that were approaching Christ and his disciples because of his miracles. There was a great crowd coming. Yet you can hear the doubt in Philip's question. He's saying, "Lord, do you not see it? It's not sufficient. We have only got about 200 days wages worth of bread. But there are 5,000 people coming, and that's not sufficient, not a sufficient amount of bread to feed them." Again, look at verse 9. Whenever the lad brought the 5 loaves and the fishes, what was it said of them? "What are these amongst so many?" Yet the lad, despite these depressing and these difficult circumstances, he came and he helped. He did all that he could. He did all that he could for Christ. And he gave his 5 loaves and his 2 fishes. He just simply gave all that he had to the Lord Jesus Christ. And although times are hard, yet young person particularly, and all those in the meeting tonight, you can still help. God wants to take you, just as he took this young lad, in those circumstances, those difficult circumstances that Christ has placed you in, he wants to take you in those circumstances, and he wants to use you for his own name's sake. He wants you, no matter how old or how young you are, he wants to use you. Oh, I know that you say that it's hard to be a Christian. A young person particularly, it is hard to be a Christian in the society that you're being raised in. And even all of those in the meeting, you know how hard it is to be a Christian in society today. But here's the Lord, he's showing you that he can take one simple small thing in hard times, in desperate circumstances, and he can greatly multiply that. And he can glorify his own great name through that service. Again, serving in difficult circumstances. Do we not read of another young person in 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. And there we read of the child Samuel, or as the word really has the sense of a teenager or a young adult. And in there in 1 Samuel 3 verse 1 we read, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision." What was the time that Christ, or that Samuel, ministered unto the Lord? What was that? What was the time like? Well, the verse tells us, the text tells us, that the word of the Lord was precious in those days. You think of a precious jewel. I'm sure that you know exactly the type of jewel that I'm talking about. Well, you look at it and you say, "That's so precious." What are you really saying about that jewel? You're saying that it's rare. Or that there's it's the only one of its kind. That there's nothing like that jewel. And what Samuel's saying here about the word of God, well, he's saying that the word of the Lord was precious, or it was rare in those days. In other words, the Lord wasn't really speaking in those days. It says there that there was no open vision. It was a time of apostasy. And so the word of God, it was a rare thing in those times. Yet, in those difficult times, times of apostasy, times of the judges, where every man did that which was right in his own eyes, what do we find? We find just a young person ministering unto the Lord in church, in the temple. And we find him there serving despite a time of apostasy. And whilst your contribution might be insignificant in the world, yet it is significant to Jesus Christ. Christ will take that which you render unto him in service to him. He will take you and take that small and insignificant act, and he will use it and bless it in hard times. Christ can still use you in hard times. That's the lesson here that we're trying to get you to see, is that Christ can still use you despite the difficult circumstances that you're placed in. And here's the lad. Here's the circumstances. It seemed that all was hopeless, yet Christ was going to use him. He was going to use him for his own glory. The lad's circumstances. But I want you to notice, secondly, the lad's category. And what I mean by that is, really the words of verse 9, where we read there, Andrew saying, "There is a lad here." This was a lad. It wasn't an adult. It was really, what you can surmise from that, it was just probably a teenager. Now, who was this lad or this young person? Well, this lad was one of two people. This lad, he was either a lad or a slave who had followed the crowd that was gathered that day, and he would have maybe gone to them and tried to sell them things. And as we have seen here, he had these 5 loaves and these 2 fishes. So he would have gone to the crowd, maybe sent by his master if he was a slave, or else sent by his parents just to raise some funds. And he would have went to the crowd and he would have maybe tried to make some money. Or else he could have been another person. He could have been a servant or a helper to the disciples. He perhaps would have carried their food, or he would have carried their clothes. He maybe perhaps cooked for them or bathed them. We're not really too sure, but either way, he was just a young teenager. This was his category that he belonged to. Oh, this wasn't an adult that Christ took and used. No, it was a teenager, just a lad. A lad here. But yet Christ greatly used him. This nameless teenager. And the Lord took him. And the Lord mightily used him. You see, Christ delights in using the young as well as the old. And God can take the young person, and he can take the older person, the adolescent or the adult, and he can greatly use them in his service. Young person, be encouraged tonight, because God's service is not just for those of the older generation. That's what we're saying here. Here's a lad, and yet he served the Lord Jesus Christ. No person is too young or too old to serve God. Christ's army is not like the British army, where you have to be 16 before you can apply. No, there is no age restrictions on Christ's army. Just as long as you are a Christian, you can serve him. Again, we read of another young person serving the Lord. And amazingly, in speaking of Josiah, he was just 8 years old whenever he was made king. And then again, we read on in the life of Josiah in 2 Chronicles 34. And we read there in the verse 3 that in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David, his father. So he was 16 and he began to seek after the Lord. And then again, we read in further on, we read in verse 3 of 2 Chronicles 34. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the carved images. If you do the maths there, you'll find that he was 20 when he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of idolatry. And at the age of just 20, he served the Lord and he was a reformer of religion in Jerusalem. See, God can use you when you're 12, as well as when you're 20 and when you're 30. Oh, God can take you. Christ can take you no matter what age you are tonight. And he can greatly use you in his service. But you know, there is one requirement that is necessary, that you serve Christ. There's one thing that is necessary. And that's very simply this, that you're a Christian. And I wonder tonight, are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? Because you can't serve Christ if you don't belong to Christ. And I wonder, have you came to that point in your life where you turned from your sin and you trusted Christ as your Savior? Are you a Christian tonight? Because if you're not a Christian, you can't serve Christ. You must belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you are a Christian, there is no age limit. You're neither too young nor too old. All ages can serve Jesus Christ. You know, there was a tent mission going on in Ireland, and a young lad came in and sat beside, in the mission, and he sat beside another man by the name of Bill Tyner. And during the course of the service, Bill Tyner leaned over and he said to the young lad, "What does the Lord Jesus mean to you?" And that young lad, he was just a teenager, and he said, "You know, Christ, he's my everything." And Bill Tyner was tremendously touched by that. And it led him to eventually write the hymn where the words are found, "He is my everything, he is my all." And just through the words of one young Christian, he was greatly touched. And the Lord used him. And the Lord used that young Christian. Do you see the lad's circumstances? They were hard circumstances. It looked absolutely impossible that Christ was going to feed the multitude. But he still took the lad's loaves and the two fishes. If we thought about the Lord's category, he was just a lad, but the Lord greatly used him. Lastly, the lad's contribution. In verse 9 we read, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" The Spirit of God, he hones in on the particular type of bread, and he also describes the fishes in a very particular way as well. The bread there is described as a barley loaf. Now in Bible times there was really 2 main types of grain which was used to make loaves. There was the wheat grain and then there was the barley grain. You even see that today. Whenever you go into the shopping centre and you see wheaten bread and there's that nice taste to it. And then you see the ordinary white bread. Well, in Bible times, the wheat grain, or the wheat loaf, it was really only eaten by the upper class in society. In other words, the lower class, they could only eat really, or only afford the barley grain, or a barley loaf. And even in that barley loaf, it didn't really look all that appetizing. Whenever you looked at it, it gave off a dark and a black color. And actually, at times, it was even used simply to feed animals. And just to emphasize what I'm trying to say about this contrast between wheat and barley, in Revelation 6 verse 6, we interestingly read there, "A measure of wheat for a penny and 3 measures of barley for a penny." And what the scriptures are simply teaching there is that wheat was 3 times as expensive as barley. So you put that together. What type of bread did the young lad bring? He brought barley bread. It was that type of despised bread. Not really that nice bread. It wasn't from the wheat grain. But also, it says there that he brought 2 small fishes. Now here we're not talking here about big large rainbow trout or large fresh Atlantic salmon. The emphasis here is on the word small. And actually, the sense of it is that it was just really something to make sure that the bread wasn't really dry. So when you put that together, you see the lad's contribution and how menial really in the world's eyes that contribution would have been. Just a meagerly type of bread. Just two small fishes. He didn't have much, but yet he gave it all to Jesus Christ. And Christ used that to work a tremendous miracle. You see, you can serve Christ by doing something large as well as something little. Serving Christ doesn't necessarily mean a big task. Serving Christ can be just doing something small in that sense. You don't have to serve Christ in that public sense. Sometimes we get the impression that serving Christ is only when you're speaking in public, but that's so far from the truth. No, here's the lad, and he just brings the five barley loaves and the two small fishes, something menial. But here we find that it's not really so much as ability as Christ desires, as it is attitude. And here the lad didn't have very much at all, but yet he gave it all to Jesus Christ. And I wonder, have you that consecrated spirit for Christ? Or have you that spirit that says, Lord, whatever it is, just take it and use it? Yes, I might not have very much, but Lord, just take it and use it and work an absolute miracle through what I'm offering you. Do we not read in Matthew 26 about a lady who, although she was despised by those around her, yet what did Christ say in commending her? Well, in Matthew 26, we read there about the woman who broke the alabaster box on the head of Jesus Christ. What did Christ say? He said she had wrought a good work and she hath done what she could. That really summarizes up what the lad did here, doesn't it? He did what he could. A young person in serving Jesus Christ, have that type of attitude. Lord, whatever it is, no matter how big nor how small, just take it and use it. Whatever it might be, Lord, use me for thy glory. Because look how it all ended up. In verse 14, we see really the conclusion of this coming together. Verse 14, we read there that after the miracle was performed, then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. Christ took that offering from the lad, and he used it to feed 5,000. And what was the impact? The impact was that the people gathered there that day, they stood back and they marveled at Christ. They marveled at his power. They marveled at Christ's miracle. And it may be that you will do something small, young person, something insignificant, but Christ can take that. And he can influence many people. And it will be so much so that people will stand back and they'll not look at you for your small offering. But their eyes and their focus, it'll be on Christ. And they will say, look how marvelous Christ is. He's taken that young person. He's taken that young person's offering. And he's multiplied it tenfold. The lad with the loaves and the fishes. The disciples, they were distressed. They couldn't feed the multitudes. And yet here we find this young lad, he just brought all that he had to Christ. And Christ greatly used it to influence many. And no matter what your age tonight, but especially to the young, Christ can take you and he can bless many people through something small that you do. And I trust, young person, and indeed to all of those in the meeting tonight, that this has just been just a timely reminder that the Lord can take you. And he can glorify his name through all that, or through some small thing that you do. May God bless his word to each and to all of our hearts tonight for Christ's sake. Amen.